재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 오늘이 11월 13일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요?
Today is Thursday, November 13th, 2020. So let's figure out what happened on this day in history by going through the headlines from the past.
제목이 이렇습니다. 학교마다 여론조사 열풍이라고 적혀 있는데요.
In 1992, schools are having opinion poll fever. So let's break this down. 학교, we know as school.
학교마다 could be every school. 여론조사라는 말이 있는데요. 여론 means public opinion. 조사 is like a survey, an opinion, a poll, and things like that. And 열풍 is fever. It's a craze that's taken over the middle schools and high schools by storm.
They are these public opinion surveys. It's become such a boom, even in elementary primary schools, back in the day of 1992. So students were imitating Clinton's lead, President Clinton's lead in the U.S. presidential election, which eventually made Bill Clinton win the election by just a small percentage. But in any case, these surveys were so popular in schools at the time that ranged from, you know, celebrity popularity to presidential vote tendency. So classrooms at elementary schools in Seoul, during lunchtime, they would suddenly survey, let's say, favorite male talent and male singer at the suggestion just of a few students, and they would just make everybody participate in the survey. So students were filled with curiosity and laughter as this questionnaire crossed through the lunch boxes. Within half an hour, the results were announced on the blackboard. So along with singers and actors, there was one by the name of Kim was voted the most popular man in the class, and he expressed gratitude in front of his class. But then on the other hand, middle school and high schools were also participating in this public opinion writing clubs that would gather opinions and information and thoughts from students and introduce them to the school as well as the students themselves. So a club at a high school, a girls' high school in Seoul, has conducted a poll on matters of interest from, let's say, school uniforms, canteen stores, vocational education in humanities, to the most popular TV program. So it ranged from kind of really ethical issues and things of that really mattered relatively and timely to things like, well, who do you want to see in the next coming movie? So it did range from such a it did have such a wide range. And Kim from the club said that it's rewarding when students' innermost thoughts are gathered in numbers and solutions are drawn. Very diplomatic and very democratic as well. We'll leave you guys with a song here before we move on. But we want to ask,
여러분은 설문조사 하시는 거 좋아하시나요?
Do you like to do surveys? Sharp 1013 for 51, long messages for 101.
추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드립니다.
You can also find us on YouTube live streaming. 댓글로 알려주세요. Here's another song. Here is 17.
이놈의 인기. Yeah. They're like ocean waves. 그냥 혼자서 계절 타는 건지. 그냥 혼자서 계절. 6203님 says, 설문조사 너무 귀찮아요. 우우. 특히 선거쯤에는 전화 설문조사 너무 자주 와서 그냥 끊어버릴 때가 많아요. 라고 보냈습니다.
I think everybody can agree with you that those survey calls that come in, oh, it just gets too hard, such a hassle to answer every single call.
공감해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다.
Leah May says, the only surveys I've answered so far are from the post office and delivery service. If I was satisfied with their service, and sometimes those are a pain to answer.
맞아요.
Yeah, I can't believe you actually answer those polls and send them over.
저는 그런 뭐 서비스 몇 점이었나요? 몇 점 주시겠어요? 그런 것도 귀찮아서 안 하는데. 리아메이님, 대단합니다.
The Lost Angel says, taking surveys is such a hassle. You have to calculate the right amount of people to ask and within a reasonable margin of error too. Just thinking about it gives me college war flashbacks.
Yes, even nowadays, after our class, after we graduate the class, we have to write a survey about our professor, the curriculum, whether we liked it or not, and whether we would change, you know, certain things.
그렇게 설문조사를 받으면 원래 like 신중하게 하지도 않잖아요. 솔직하게 말하면 약간 대충하고 보내드리는 사람들 굉장히 많을 것 같은데 저도 마찬가지예요.
But when it comes to like superlatives in yearbooks at school, those are always fun to do. I wonder if you guys did those, like best dressed or most likely to succeed.
그런 것도 있으셨나요?
I think it's a very American tradition, but I'm wondering if you guys had those cultures as well. Now, I actually love reading about survey results. I think they're very interesting. And the most interesting one I found was actually about air conditioning. Did you know 75% of Americans argue over the thermostat? When asked if they have ever argued over the temperature the thermostat is set to in their homes, 60% of the people get angry when someone changes the thermostat.
제일 재밌는 조사가 온도 조절기에 대한 것이었는데요. 미국인의 75%가 온도 조절기 때문에 싸운대요. 그리고 온도 조절을 하면 60%가 화난대요. 저도 따뜻하게 살고 싶은데 제 친구들은 덥대요. 항상 친구들 집이나 아니면 차 안에도 예민하잖아요. 예민한 주제예요. 그래서 결혼하기 싫어요.
I think I would fight a lot because of this issue.
부부님들 계시면 알려주세요. Do you guys fight about the thermostat?
I'm very curious.
9420님, 서베이란 나의 의견이 반영되는 것으로 기분 좋은 일이죠. 때론 귀찮기도 하지만.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good answer.
커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다.
All right, we've got lots to cover. Headline Korea as we stay current.
Headline Korean.
Let's keep ourselves updated on the latest issues with today's article about green tea.
오늘 기사의 주제는 녹차에 대한 내용인데요. 제목이 이렇습니다. 아침에 이것 한 잔, 체중 감량, 콜레스테롤 배출에 도움이라고 적혀 있는데요.
One cup of this in the morning helps you lose weight and reduce cholesterol.
이것이 뭘까요?
So let's break down this article. 아침 is morning and 이것 is this. And 저것 is that. 이것 좋아요. 저것 좋아요. I like this. I like that. So 아침에 in the morning 이것 this 한 잔. 한 잔 means one cup. Like whatever, 잔 is the number of cups. 한 잔, 두 잔, 세 잔 주세요. Give me two or three cups. So, one cup of this in the morning, it will what? 체중 감량 helps you lose weight. And cholesterol 배출, meaning release, but we can roughly translate it to reduce cholesterol. Now, people often control their diet, of course, to lose weight. And drinking green tea is said to help because the main ingredient of green tea is this catechin. Catechin has the effect of helping you lose weight, and it's especially good for drinking in the morning because it increases the effect by making the bowel movement smooth. So it does help with your bathroom visits, shall we say. Now, according to a survey by the medical center, 1,856 people aged over 40 on the type of tea that they drink, and their blood cholesterol levels were surveyed. And people who mainly drink green tea actually had the lowest levels of bad cholesterol, the LDL, and total cholesterol in all as well. So catechin, as mentioned earlier, as the main ingredient of green tea, also activates a sort of enzyme that helps prevent
body fat from accumulating. So it breaks down the fats, it lowers the cholesterol when you do drink it in the morning, and it also surprisingly suppresses appetite and increases energy consumption. So in order to lose weight, they say, drink green tea in warm water. The best temperature is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. However, people with a bad stomach should be careful because drinking green tea on an empty stomach can also cause heartburn because it does have caffeine. So one cup of green tea contains about 10 to 30 milligrams, give or take. So the article suggests that it's better to keep the recommended daily intakes of caffeine between 300 to 100 milligrams. So keep that in mind as you order your teas or make it at home as well. And a really good tip, I didn't know about this, but my brother is actually a huge beverage buff. So it could be coffee or tea. And people say that the first dunk that you do with the tea bag, you throw that water away. Or if you have loose tea, loose leaf tea, you pour your drink in, you pour your water in, and you let it simmer or steep. You let it steep and you throw that first batch away, and then you start drinking the second batch. So that's a really good tip to have your eunheun tea, very subtle flavor in your tea, and hopefully that can get you healthier. We'll talk more about this and we'll get your thoughts and your opinions about green tea in just a bit. We want to know if you like green tea. 여러분은 녹차 좋아하시는 편인가요? Or do you like coffee or other beverages? 샵1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원 유료 문자를 보내주시면 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. 유튜브 라이브 스트링에서도 보내줄 수 있는데요. 댓글로 알려주세요. We'll leave you guys with another song before we move on. It is Ace of Base, Beautiful Morning. What a beautiful morning. The best in life is free.